So, item 15 is what we're on right now.
Just a couple of quick comments about the executive director's report. You'll see that there's the tables of the 401 certs in there, and so as part of the changing methods of procedures, you're going to see more of the routine items that the staff processes in the executive director's report. You won't see those coming before you unless there are unresolved comments, as I mentioned earlier. The other thing I wanted to bring up, and I'm going to ask Harvey to talk about it briefly, is, because I know there's a fair amount of interest on it, was the updated standard provisions for MPDS permits.
Okay, so this came about as a result of primarily the spill at South Slo County Sanitary District. And even long before the enforcement action got here, we had some discussions in-house with staff, and we had some discussions with Jean-Pierre Wolf, not about the incident there, but about how we can get the word out to the dischargers about new standards for maintenance, electrical maintenance, mechanical maintenance, and things out there that it doesn't appear that a lot of our dischargers are up to date on. So you've got a copy in the EO report of the attachment, the standard provisions in underline and strikeout. And if you look closely at the two MPDS permits that you approved today, that they're already in there, this exact version. So we've gone ahead and done that. We looked into the idea of issuing some kind of order that would automatically make these applicable to all MPDS permits. It doesn't look like we can do that. There are very few instances in which we can reopen an MPDS permit, and this doesn't apply. So what we're proposing to do is include these in any new MPDS permit that may come before the board. And by the end of 5 years, it'll cover everybody. I believe we can. We have a similar set of standard provisions for WDRs, non-MPDS WDRs, and I think we can issue an order that would apply to all of those. Do you think we can do that, Jessica? Have the board issue an order that says everybody's standards provisions are hereby modified?
I'd need to look into that. I don't know the answer off the top of my head.
We would send it out for public comment to all the people to whom it would apply first, obviously, and let them provide some comment, but that's something we could do. So that's it in a nutshell. The two major changes are on provisions B11 and B12, where it talks about electrical and mechanical national standards that dischargers can look to provide some help with how they can do maintenance and upkeep of their systems.
Dr. Hunter, It's a small but a step towards some of the concerns that you raised earlier about storm events and climate change and making sure the plants are more reliable and redundant.
Yeah. I know I totally understand these kinds of infrastructure changes have to come about in the long term, but I think any way we can initiate those changes and begin to identify low-hanging fruit in terms of technology, but also recognizing that some of these systems are pretty old and are going to be looking at redesign or expansion with population pressure. Those are the opportunities where we need to be ready, is what I think I'm after, is just being ready to make it clear what types of changes we're looking for in terms of climate change and anticipating increased storm events.
And finally, the last thing I want to point out is under administrative reports, the presentation training and significant staff meetings, I think you'll see that your staff have been very, very busy on outreach type efforts. I won't go into all those, but I just want to compliment staff on, it does take a fair amount of time and effort on their part to go out and do these things, and so I just want to say thank you to them, and just to take note.
Yeah, Mr. Harris, a question about the staff outreach when it involves like the ag order in the workshops or stakeholder meetings that staff is conducting. When the regulated community submits questions or has issues that they would like staff to address, is there any record of those that gets memorialized as something that can be kind of looked at by us?
I'd say sometimes. When someone submits questions to us in writing, in email, and we respond back in email, those are saved so that, you know, they go into the file. So there is a record of that. When we are at a workshop and responding to questions there, then I would say no. I don't think that there are minutes kept or a transcript or anything like that. So it depends on the form in which that discussion is occurring.
Okay. Dr. Wolf?
Yes, as a follow-up in regard to some of the proposed changes regarding electrical and mechanical standards, I took the opportunity while we had our meeting in Sacramento to talk to Tom Howard briefly about it, and he's very interested in incorporating some of this, because obviously electrical and mechanical problems are not germane to the Central Coast only. So I have offered to help in providing, you know, the similar information presented to staff. And, you know, there's another little element in here which relates to cybersecurity. And that's also a very important element, because today water treatment plants use extensively Wi-Fi systems, wireless systems for communication. There's been several instances of breach of security. And there was a proposed meeting in Lawrence Livermore Lab sponsored by Homeland Security, and water treatment facilities were included in facilities considered of national importance. And it came out that the vulnerability of some of the system was so significant that the meeting was canceled because of security concerns. Mm-hmm. So, I volunteer to assist a little bit in that area, and I will copy, you know, our office here on the correspondence that I will have.
Can I go back to your comment, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Your question. Listening to the comments today about how staff is interacting with the ag community, I was thinking it would be great if the board members could observe that themselves somehow, and I'm trying to think of how we can do that. But I would really like to think about that and pursue that, and let the board members know when we are having workshops so that you can attend, either announced or unannounced. You don't have to know you're going to be there. You can just show up.
That would be great.
And you can hide in the audience if you'd like.
I think it's very
for yourself.
To build on Michael's idea, at the State Board, we just need to include a couple of sentences that say you may be present, there may be a quorum, but no action is going to be taken. If we put that in the announcements, we're good to go. That's all we need to do.
Why don't we do that?
Okay.
Any idea on the next?
I don't. I'm going to check. I'm going to go back and we'll talk about that. And another thing.
Pajaro River on Monday, and next I was thinking of dropping in.
You shouldn't have told us. I think that's great. And what you don't see is that we have farmers coming into our office almost every day, working with staff, sitting at computer terminals, and working through their issues that they may have. And we're getting feedback from them that while they do not appreciate being regulated like everyone else, that they're really grateful for the help. And so you're not seeing that or hearing that, and I think it's unfortunate. And I wish there was a way for you to, you know, be aware of that as well. So, but I'm going to think about that and see how we can get more of that information to you.
Okay, thank
you. Can we just put cameras in all their office spaces and have it live stream on the web, and we can just check in?
Well, I mean, I was actually thinking that maybe we should video these workshops that we have. We haven't done that before, but we should video them, and, you know, you could see it.
I don't know that that's necessary, you know. I'll just share with you that one of the concerns expressed to us is that, you know, there's workshops that take place and not all of their concerns get addressed in the way they would like. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's one side of the story. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the other side of the story is, but I just want to make sure that, you know, we kind of take a look at that somewhat, and maybe just having some of us go to some workshops would be helpful. Mm-hmm. If you have any other ideas, that would be okay. I know that we're going to kind of cull together what we think from our farm tours, some mm-hmm. common interests that stand out that we would like to get addressed, and we'll do it in a way that, you know, we can make sure that they're satisfied with the response, that it makes mm-hmm. sense mm-hmm. with whatever we come up with.
Mm-hmm. Chair Young?
So, yes.
My comment on the idea of videotaping meetings is that you would inhibit discussion. People have hesitation about being on that type of
right. mm-hmm.
documentation or just, mm-hmm. you know. Anyway, it's a good thought, that's but that's I don't think that's
correct. That's a good yeah. point, and yeah. we've actually not done that in the past for exactly those reasons.
Okay.
That's a good
quick,
point.
Quick comment. On
very quick.
I agree with Ken Harris talking about the number of workshops that staff make the time to give, and I think that there's usually a silent majority of people who attend these workshops that very much appreciate them, and even if we get some comments that their comments weren't addressed fully or their questions not answered, I will guess that it's usually the minority of participants and that the majority of them come away from those workshops better informed than they were, and they probably appreciate those workshops more than they don't appreciate them. So thank you, staff, for having workshops. I think it's great.
Okay. All right.
That concludes the executive director's report.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Harris. We have 4 minutes in which perhaps, Mr. Harris, you could simply introduce item 13 to us. Staff can, and then to be continued with this item.
To be continued.
Yeah.